Chapter 9. The Key. That night, after all the clocks had been inspected and cleaned, Hugo opened the magic book. He read it from cover to cover, then reread his favorite parts, memorizing whole sections, practicing with whatever he could find around his room. But even as he fanned out his cards or rolled a coin across the backs of his fingers, he found himself thinking about Isabel. Hugo finally put the book down. She said she would try to help him get his notebook back. Isabel had called him her friend. But how could he be her friend when he had so many secrets? He didn't have any secrets to keep when he was friends with Antoine and Louis. He wished that Isabel would just go away. Before he got ready for bed, Hugo took out the mechanical man and looked through all the little parts he'd stolen since he started working at the booth. Suddenly, it was as if a light went on in his head. Hugo saw how, with just a little work, one of the pieces would fit into the man's arm socket. He pulled out his toolkit and cut and filed the metal, bending it until it finally snapped neatly into place. For the first time, Hugo had fixed something on the mechanical man without guidance from the notebook. His heart beat hard. What if he could fix the mechanical man without using the notebook? After all, who knew how long the old man was going to make him work? And what if the girl was still lying, and the notebook really was burned? He wasn't sure he could do it, but until the notebook was actually in his hands, he would try. The week passed quickly. Hugo was more tired than ever. He hardly got any sleep because at the end of the day, after taking care of the clocks and working at the booth, he would stay up until dawn working on the automaton. He made much progress, and he knew that he was getting very close to finishing. When the time came to meet Isabel and Etienne at the theater, he didn't want to break his promise, so he made excuses to the old man, left the station, and ran to the cinema. He snuck around back, where he found Isabel waiting for him. "Papa George must have hidden your notebook really well," she said, "but I think I might have an idea where it is." Hugo wondered if he should remind her not to look inside it. He decided not to. "Why doesn't he want you to go to the movies?" Hugo asked. "I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's a waste of time. He's never said why. I bet my parents would have let me go to the movies." Isabel looked at Hugo as if she was hoping he'd ask her a question about her parents, but he didn't, so she just kept talking. "My parents died when I was a baby," said Isabel, "and Papa George and Mama Jean were my godparents, so they took me in and raised me. They are very nice, except when it comes to the movies." Hugo said nothing in response, so finally Isabel said, "I wonder where Etienne is. He usually opens the door for me by now." Hugo cautiously slipped around to the front of the theater and looked for Etienne. The manager of the theater, whose thin black hair was slicked across the top of his head, opened the door and said to Hugo, "What do you want?" The cigarette that dangled from his lips moved up and down as he spoke.
I'm looking for Etienne."
The man stared at him.
"He has an eye patch," said Hugo.